Welcome to Poetry Pick to Click, or as I like to think of it, PPTC on KCSB-FM. This is your weekly peek at the world of poetry, courtesy of me, George Acheson, Santa Barbara's Poet Laureate for 2025 to 2027. How much thought can fill a moment? Let's let David Oliveira tease that out in his poem, Still Life with Coffee. With each new morning, you know less about morning. You become used to having something less to remember, a scrap of conviction turned into an empty space against your body, as though nothing was ever there. Perhaps nothing was there ever. You are up early. The moon is up before you in full, though closing in on the trees behind your house as the sun rises opposite. A bird sings outside the window, the same bird you're convinced that comes every morning for years, a faithful and good companion who never tires of keeping a small chance open to teach a poor student with even poorer aptitude her song. You've grown old failing this music. Of course, it cannot be the same bird, any more than the sun can be the same sun that let you down yesterday. You walk disappointment to Cafe Meaty, where the intelligent tell each other their intelligence over words that rise above the tables, above the trees surrounding the tables, to the stars you do not see. Now you wait to know what happens next, when certainty is wiped off its last point and the bird song runs out of breath, the last cup cleared from the table. The future comes down to absence, something you live with like a bad choice. You have a story that explains absence, but you don't know it's true, and you don't know it's not true. All you know is what remains. The bird remains in the cafe full of talk, and morning remains this morning, which becomes a tepid latte on a table where you wait to get over it, where you wait to get it over. It's a myth to be happy. Be satisfied with that. Oliveira's poignancy pleases, and that's no myth at all. Originally from California's Central Valley, David Oliveira is included in the poetry school known as the Fresno Poets. He lived many years in Santa Barbara, where he was named Santa Barbara's Millennial Poet Laureate in 1999. Now he lives and writes on the banks of the Mekong River near Phnom Penh, Cambodia. Listen up each week for more, and don't forget, you can always learn about this region's upcoming poetry events by visiting sbpoetry.net. For Poetry Pick to Click, I'm George Acheson.